Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hey, The Bird Show.
This college football bet we have has been way more stressful than I was anticipating.
This wasn't supposed to go this way at all. This
not is for not Abby fun. And me. Hey.
This is not fun at all. All right. We usually do this on Friday, but I'm going to be out tomorrow because I'm going to be traveling. So we have this college football bet. Mo, this was your slant this year. So you want to explain exactly what's going on?
Yeah. So when I came onto the show, you guys were doing a college football bet, but the bet was to try to pick the college team that would have the least amount of losses at the end of the year. And then whoever won would be safe. Whoever lost would have to suffer a consequence. So I decided to flip the script and actually try to pick the college football team that would have the most amount of losses at the end of the year.
And whichever person's team loses the most will
be safe.
Be safe. The one that wins has to sing the national anthem.
Howdy, Rockets, world.
Rockets were there.
That's the only line you remember.
That's all he remembers is the Rockets.
We're not exactly sure what the venue is going to be, but look, let's go through this because this literally changed my mood last week, and I wasn't in here on Monday to talk about it. It literally changed my mood. All right, so going into the weekend, Abby chose Florida State in the beginning of this. We all thought she was crazy.
Yeah. Never bet against a Gator because I just felt it in my loins that Florida State, my team's nemesis, my rivals, I just felt like this was going to be a bad year for them. And I was right because they are 1-9, soon to be 1-10, I'm sure, after they go up against Charleston Southern because they've lost to everyone else. Why wouldn't they lose to them? That actually might be a game they win.
Yes,
no,
you're right.
No, Charleston Southern's 1-10. Don't bet against me. I'm saying they're going to lose.
All right, so then you have Kristen in Kent State. Very smart pick.
Only one that's still over, baby. I kind of was rooting for them to beat Akron, but unfortunately they did not. So Kent State is 0-11. And somebody just sent me something about Kent State's coach, and apparently he hasn't paid a credit card off or something like that. And he's like, he owes somebody $24,000.
Let me tell you something.
I'm sure he's stressed.
That board of directors is looking for reasons to fire that guy. They are doing an FBI-type search to get that guy out of his contract.
We're going to find out what he did in ninth grade.
But yeah, so Kent State, 0-11. We got one game left. I'm so cruising on money.
All right, so let me just try to explain something. Last week, had my team lost New Mexico, right, which was only supposed to win like two games this year, had they lost, this whole bet was over.
Done.
I was so incredibly confident because they were going to Washington State, which at the time was ranked 19th in the country. There was no way they were going to win this game. So when I checked to see how badly they lost, and I was floored that they walked into Washington State and they actually won that game?
Way to ball, New Mexico.
What? Yes. Go Lobos. Yes.
I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was a public place and I cussed loud. This can't be happening. So going into the weekend, so as it stands right now, Kristen.
Yes, sir.
Over the course of the next couple of weeks, what do we need to happen? And then we'll talk about who we're playing this weekend.
All right, so you have a bye this weekend. Mo has a game this weekend. So what needs to happen this weekend is Mo has to lose. East Carolina has to lose for Mo to stay alive. And then we're going to come down to the final weekend, and that's November 30th when you guys both play. And if Mo's team loses and your team wins, this puppy's ending in a tie. and it's going down to final points. But if the last game of the season, Mo loses this next game, if the last game of the season, you either lose or he either wins, he's singing the national anthem.
Okay, so you're the only one that's playing this weekend. I've looked up the odds, actually, okay?
Mm-hmm. Against the North Texas Mean Green.
Mean Green.
You guys are 15.5 point underdogs.
Dude, if you lose and it goes down to the last game,
it has to. That has to be the way that this plays out.
Underdogs.
Yes.
So I looked up New Mexico's. Their point spread in a week, that's already out for some reason.
Wow.
And New Mexico is a 3-point underdog.
Okay.
Means it's going to be a very close game.
It's going to be a good one.
So your team should get smoked this weekend.
Yeah, I'm feeling more confident. I felt like North Texas Mean Green. I wasn't very confident in that we would lose to them. But after you just told me the underdog, yeah, I'm feeling good about this now.
15 points is a lot. So
that's a lot.
They're saying East Carolina is going to go in there and Texas is going to at least beat them by 2 touchdowns.
I wonder what the underdog score was for New Mexico when y'all played in the last one that y'all just won.
Doesn't matter.
But it does.
All right, we're going down to the wire.
We are.
I'll tell you where the jinx was, Mo. I'll tell you where the jinx for me was. When it was so clear to me that you were going into Washington State and you were going to go lose, I went on Amazon and I ordered Abby and Kristen and me East Carolina hoodies to wear in here on Monday to rub it in your face.
That's what you get.
And that's what happened. They are sitting in a box in my kitchen right now.
Yes.
Hey, The Bird Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.